any of the show? You can get Scheman and Shepherd all the time with Scheman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Social distancing. I am Craig Scheman in Estero with Chris on the other side of the glass. Pete at his palatial estate at home in his studio there. And we continue on to keep your lives in Southwest Florida as normal as possible with this show. I hope.
Speaking of not normal, and this is where, you know, we talked about the knucklehead in Tampa at the church there. And the warrant is now out for that man's arrest. I'll go over that a little bit later on. I just tweeted out a story from the New York Post. Of all cities in Manhattan today, crowds of gawkers, and I'm looking at the picture. This is unbelievable. I don't get it. Crowds of gawkers ignored New York social distance regulations, packed the west side of Manhattan today to watch a U.S. Navy hospital ship arrive to get badly needed coronavirus aid. Throngs of people stood shoulder to shoulder, I'm looking at the photos now, took pictures of the USNS Comfort as it pulled into Pier 90 near West 50th Street at about 10:40 a.m. Some waved American flags, others huddled against one another at the fence of the pier. Meanwhile, joggers out for their morning run brushed past the onlookers. At least a dozen NYPD cops stood by and initially did not disperse the boneheaded bystanders. This is the Post words, not mine. As they gathered and snapped cell phone photos of the ship pulling into the pier. And after members of the City Hall press corps tweeted about the throngs of people, Mayor Bill de Blasio's communications team directed the NYPD to get the crowds to disperse. Again, New Yorkers ignore orders from city officials to disperse, could face $500 fines. This is a problem. It's a major problem when you have people doing this. You know, they feel enabled. They just want to ignore. And this is why they're going to have to. You're going to eventually, and I believe this, in some cities and communities, you're going to heavy fines, just like here in Fort Myers on the beach, $5,000. And they should enforce it, by the way. And same thing with these throngs of people in New York. Put them in jail for a night. See how that goes. Or enforce the fines. Well, otherwise, this is going to keep happening.
I got a little spinoff of that. I don't live too far away from the Naples airport, which is very private, ritzy.
Yep.
People are flying in from New York. The amount of airplanes, because they're getting checked and stopped everywhere else. But apparently, those that have a little bit of wealth have their own planes and whatever. They fly into Naples. They're all coming down from New York. I mean, you should have heard all the planes buzzing. I did say my neighborhood was nice and peaceful this weekend, except for the planes that were buzzing over my house because I figured the flight pattern was over my house this weekend. Man, people are coming down here in droves from New York, and I don't know if they're quarantined. What's the first thing they do? They come down here from New York. They go to Publix and go to the Winn-Dixie and go get their groceries. They're not self-quarantining for 14 days. They're all bringing it all down here.
It's ridiculous. Well, and again, you're supposed to, obviously, if you're coming from New York at all, even upstate, you got to quarantine yourself for 14 days.
You got to get your food first. Mm-hmm. You're going to go hole up in your house with no food. You got to go out.
Get it delivered.
Well, I agree with you, but you think they are? No.
No.
No. All right.
Yep.
Now, that's a little bit on the downside. Now, Pete, you had a wonderful idea earlier today that you said, let's come up with a segment where we do something super positive every day. Now, is this going to be a daily or is this like today? Because
I think it's daily. I think we should do daily.
Because I'm glass half full guy. I got six things good to report. Six. That's a pretty big list off the top of my head. How many you got?
I'll wing it.
You'll wing it. All right.
I got a couple.
Apparently, we didn't circle in Chris.
I got one good thing.
You got one good thing?
Yeah, I got one really good thing. Yeah,
I have a couple.
Pete, do you imagine any kind of music for this, or are we just going to like wing it here?
I thought we definitely should have some. Eventually, it should be, it should have its own imaging.
Maybe by tomorrow.
Maybe by the end of the week.
Right after Otis.
But any kind of feel-good instrumental music.
Right after Otis's walk-up.
That's right.
But any kind of good music Chris can come up with, any kind of... instrumental,
I'll find something.
But today we'll go a cappella.
Yeah, I just got to figure it. Well, yeah, we'll just go no music in the background. Right. I guess that would be a cappella.
All right, we're going to do a whole thing. We're going to do positive things. Do you want me to go first? Because I have
yeah,
six.
Yeah, go first. Yeah.
All right. Positive thing number one to report instead of all this doom and gloom out there. Craig has jury duty this week.
Hey!
However,
Not anymore.
You're not going.
Jury duty is closed, and it counts. It counts.
I think you should all be on FaceTime.
That's a win.
It is a win.
That's a win.
And I would. I don't have a problem fulfilling my civic duty, but you know what? You call in the number, and they go, there's no jury this week because of social distancing. So I don't have to go in and miss work.
Are there no trials going on right now anywhere?
Not in Collier County.
I mean, in the country. I mean, are there juries that are allowed to assemble? I mean, how's the judicial? I know they're letting prisoners out left and right that aren't, quote unquote, a threat, a serious threat. But.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, here's my second positive piece of news. Most of the country is putting on what they call the quarantine 15. People are sitting around the houses, they're eating, they're drinking. You know, yeah, you used to have the freshman 15 when you went off to college.
Right.
It's called the quarantine 15 now. People are getting fat, sitting around, not doing it. I am the opposite. I've lost 15 since quarantine. How about that, baby? Another piece of good news.
It's a little selfish.
It is, but
you know,
it feels good.
You said on
so far,
average,
the whole thing is narcissistic.
Yeah, this whole thing's about you, actually.
All right.
So should we change this to the good news segment or Craig's good news segment?
All right, I have another one. It doesn't involve me. Yeah. Number three of positive piece of information. We have a date for the Olympics. The Tokyo Olympics have set the date, July 23rd, 2021. But we have a date. Something is on the calendar. I thought that was a nice small piece of good news.
Is that 16 months away?
Yes.
Let the countdown begin.
Way to put a negative spin on my positive story.
No, I could have said over a year. That sounds worse.
All right. Number four. It was 3 years ago today. I got on a plane in Houston, flew out here to get ready to start my new job here at Beasley Media at 99.3 ESPN. I had not met Pete yet. That came 7 weeks later. You know, Chris was out that day. I could pop by the studios to say hello. I wasn't going to start till the next week. You were gone somewhere.
You did the pop-in.
I did the pop-in.
You did the pop-in.
I met with Adam for the first time, our operations manager. There was no Chris. Had the day off. Probably figure I'm about to start this show with this Sheeman guy. I need a couple days.
Yeah, at least a day.
Let's see. Other good piece of news, number five. Lee County decided not to squeeze the lockdown.
That's good news.
Status quo, social distancing, and if you're over 65, stay home. They like that. We're doing a good job with that. We're not going to make it more stringent. Good news there.
That is good news.
And good news piece number six, my last one on the list. The Dow Jones has just closed up 690, 3% for the day. How about that?
Nice. That's nice.
Nice.
That's three of the last 4 days has been up.
Yeah.
Rebound.
It beats the alternative.
It does. All right, let's see what you two guys have that's positive.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off your March 30th because that was the day that I arrived officially here in Southwest Florida, driving down from Massachusetts with my help of my buddy Ron. My wife didn't come down to the following week.
We arrived on the same day and didn't know it, huh?
Yeah, we arrived on the same day. And I remember walking into my place, which is only 400 yards down the street from where I am now.
Yes.
And walked in, and the first thing I saw was a gator across the way on the pond. I just started laughing. I said, "This is going to be fantastic." And it was a beautiful day, and it was great. And I did the pop it a couple weeks later.
Yes, you did.
With Chris.
Yes, you did. By the way, I should also mention, while I have a moment here, the Sheeman & Shepherd cash grab effective for another 4 minutes. It was at the top of the hour in case you missed it. Chance to win $500. Text in your word fancy. Do you like how I read that word? Fancy. F-A-N-C-Y. To the text number 45911 and enter it at the 99.3 ESPN app or online at 99.3ESPN.com. And if you do that, you'll be entered to win the $10,000 grand prize given out on Monday, May 11th. All right, I digress. Pete, did you have
second
any more?
Thing that's good okay. is I have a shout out to all my friends here at Big International. Can't thank all of them enough. I think we're all looking out for each other and could not ask for a better group of people. It's too long of a list to name everybody, but just phenomenal. And my friend Mary, happy birthday to you today.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Everybody's birthdays and everybody, all cool people are in March
cool
or Aries, mostly
March
Aries. You're a Pisces.
Well, I'm a
Chris.
Pisces. Yes.
I mean, a Craig.
Thank you.
But anyway, and then let's see, number three, I can still golf. Again, this is sort of Craig is narcissistic.
Yeah.
It is, but we have to take your own cart because I know Marilyn Mike had asked it. Yes, we have to take our own cart, but who cares? As of now, I can still golf, which I will be doing tomorrow morning and Thursday morning as well. So I'm thankful for that. Thankful for being able to just walk around and exercise. At least it's something.
Yeah.
Some places you can't even do that because the weather's so bad or will be so bad or has been so bad. So I'm thankful for that.
Very good.
Thankful for season 3 of Ozark. It's very good.
Yeah.
Tiger King, very good.
Very interesting. No doubt about it.
Well, it does bring up something that I was going to say is good. Thankfully, coronavirus happened 2020, not 2000 when we didn't have streaming services and we couldn't really binge stuff. Like, can you imagine being cooped up in your house all day? We're lucky, Craig.
Yeah.
Pete, not even you so much, but kind of you. We get to get away from the, you know, shelter in place, stay home, whatever you want to call it. I guess it's not technically a shelter in place. But we get to get out, see the roadways, kind of take our brain off of all the nonsense.
That's what my wife said to me as I was leaving this morning.
I went to the pharmacy this morning.
My wife said to me this morning as I'm going out the door, you get to leave.
Right. And my wife kind of made that point to me this weekend. And I'm like, well, look, I'm going to work. She's like, look, it doesn't matter. You get to take your brain off of off of all this crap. You get to have 4 hours every day where you don't have to obsess over it, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good news. We have Netflix right now, and we can stream stuff.
That is good.
Because if it was 20 years prior, we don't stream stuff. That's a lot of news.
A lot of Tecmo
Bowl. You know, you're just watching. You're playing a lot more video games back then.
Yeah, a lot more Tecmo Bowl or whatever.
And did you guys watch the concert last night on all the Fox channels and iHeart?
I did not. Elton John, I believe.
Elton John was a host.
Yeah.
My favorite part, I did not watch it live, but I did see on Twitter this morning that the Backstreet Boys got together and redid it, I Want It That Way.
Oh.
And that's always good news. Whenever the Backstreet Boys get back together, that's good news for everybody.
Really?
Love the Backstreet Boys.
Okay. That was your favorite boy band?
I was much more a fan of Backstreet Boys than NSYNC. Not a popular opinion. I know. Justin Timberlake fans out there, don't come at me.
Don't they sound the same?
I like JT. They do sound the same. I would say that top to bottom, the talent with the Backstreet Boys, BSB, it crushes what NSYNC had. NSYNC had the two. NSYNC had the two.
Okay.
They had
JT. Justin Timberlake solo beats them all, right?
He beats them all. It's not even a comparison. I'd say probably most successful Backstreet Boy to go out and do a solo career was Nick Carter, and that was not a successful career.
Which one was Joey Fatone in?
He was an NSYNC member.
Oh, later Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is,
but that was good news for everybody.
All right,
good. Yeah. So here's good news. Here's
more good news.
Well, it could be if you live in Toronto, you might look at it as bad news. But this is just breaking. Toronto Mayor Joe Tory says the city will start ticketing individuals who fail to keep 6 feet away from others in public. Fines will start at $750.
Joe Tory?
John Tory, mayor of Toronto.
Oh, I heard Joe.
Yeah, you said Joe.
No, John Tory, mayor of Toronto.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Tuukka Rask with a funny, or I should say, it's a Zdeno Chara, Bruins defenseman, with a funny quote today. He was on a video chat and said he misses rooming with Tuukka Rask because when he farts, it smells like chicken wings. But that was funny.
I like the smell of chicken wings.
Tuukka, of course, the goalie.
Chicken wings, yes.
Yep.
The other thing, not so much.
Flatulent wings.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Good segment.
That was a good segment.
I'm gonna thumbnail some stuff for tomorrow, so I have more than Backstreet Boys.
Really?
And Netflix.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Now we could segue to actual sports here. Pete has an updated list of salary cap availability. We've gone through the first wave of free agency. We still have the draft coming up, but we'll find out how our favorite teams did or are doing salary cap wise.
Yeah, this is an interesting list. I'll start at should I go top to bottom or bottom to top?
Let's start off with the teams that are just barely squeaking by. They got no money left. They got trouble. And let's finish it off big with who's got the most room to deal.
And now, a list.
All right, official cap space for the entire NFL. At the bottom, number 32 right now.
This is hilarious.
Now, Craig, you haven't seen this yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Chris, have you seen? You've probably seen.
I've seen the bottom eight.
Okay,
what's hilarious?
All right,
about
so
listen number to how 30, much.
32 is the Kansas City Chiefs, Craig. Guess how much cap space they have left.
I'm going to say like $10,000.
$177.
Oh, wow.
Not enough to buy groceries at Publix.
You're damn right about that. That's just good cap management. But wait a minute. That means they got to cut a few people in order to pay their draftees.
Yes. And they just signed Denard Robinson today, wide receiver.
Okay.
Re-signed.
Yes.
Wow. $177 is all the Chiefs have left. You're defending Super Bowl champions.
Wow.
I saw that and I laughed. The 170.
Number 31 is the Patriots. Care to guess what they have left?
$178.
No, they've got to have what? 15?
No, $891,775.
Okay, sign a couple.
They're number 31.
Where were they going to sign Tom Brady if he had stayed?
They weren't.
I know, but what if they were? What if he said, I want to come back?
They weren't.
They would have had to defer the money till 2047. That kind of thing.
Devin McCourty wouldn't be there anymore.
Now it gets interesting. Number 30, the Atlanta Falcons. Now they're the third worst salary cap team left. Guess what they have left?
So wait, 896, right, for the Pats?
891.7 for the pay. 891,775.
I'll say 1.5 million.
Craig?
I go like $2 million.
No. Over 7.5 million.
Oh, so we got a big jump.
Big jump from 31 with the Patriots, 891.7 to 7.5 million. At number 29, the Pittsburgh Steelers, up to 8.67 million.
Oh, there's some room.
28 is New Orleans at 9.2, 27 Seattle 11.3.
What do they say you should have just on standby to handle your draft?
Million.
20. No, it's more than four.
Is it 20?
I thought it was a small number, actually.
I thought it was 4 or 5 million for draft.
What I've been reading is the Dolphins need to allocate 20 million. Now, they have 14 draft picks, including three first-rounders, so I'm sure that number is actually a little inflated.
Okay. We'll get to them in a second. Okay. Pittsburgh at 8.6 at 29, 28. New Orleans, 9.2 million. Seattle at 27, 11.3. Minnesota at 26 at almost 12.5 mil. This is what they have left, teams, the official salary cap, what they have left. 25 is Green Bay at almost 13 mil. 24, Baltimore at 13.5. So that's your bottom third there.
All right.
Now going from 23 down to 12. Cincinnati's got still 13.6 mil. Arizona 14.3. Tampa Bay still has 14.836 million. Go get a running back that can catch the ball. We'll be all set.
Yeah.
San Francisco has got over 15 mil, just barely over 15 mil. Vegas, the Raiders have 15.2. The Rams, they're at number 18 with 16.3. Carolina, 16.8. The Giants are 16th with 19.5 mil. At 15, it's Chicago with 21.7. 14 is the Miami Dolphins. They have 22,682,552. That's what they have left. Good chunk of change still for the Dolphins.
Yeah. All
right.
Jacksonville at 22.8. Buffalo comes in 12th at 26.5. That's the middle third. Here is now 11-1. Number 11 is Indianapolis at 26.8. Number 10, the Philadelphia Eagles, 27.8 million. At ninth is the Dallas Cowboys at 28.5 mil. Denver.
Tackle take
very
that.
Good team this year. Right. Denver, 29.8 million left. Detroit, seventh. Still a lot of money left. By the way, Phil Simms said that's his sleeper team for the year of the Lions. Said Lions. And he also said, get this, first of all, Lions, 31,369,450.
Can I ask a question?
Phil Simms said this today, Craig. Okay. Phil Simms said this morning on Pro Football Talk. He thinks the chemistry, and there's a bond there now between the players. And guess who?
The coach.
Yeah.
Well, they're the last one standing. He wants his guys, right? Here's my question, though. They got 31 million in cap space. They're seventh in the league. They got the seventh most amount of the bulk of free agency's over with. What are we sitting on it for? Why didn't we go buy ourselves a couple of corners? Why didn't we pay Darius Slay a few extra million to keep him in there? Why?
Yelling at the wrong
idiots.
Person. Call Mrs. Ford. Ask her.
I'm going to have to.
Matt Patricia. bonding with his players, according to Pro Football Talk. I don't know about that. Number six, Washington at 31.4. Five is Tennessee at 32.5. Four, the Chargers at 37.5. Number three, Cleveland at 43.7. Man, the Browns still have $43.7 million. The Jets still have $45 million. And number one, and boy, do they need it, guess who? Billy O'Brien and the Houston Texans. $49,257,819 left in salary cap space.
They need to go ahead and just sign Deshaun Watson so no other team can take on that salary.
But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to stay. I don't think he wants to stay anymore.
I don't think so either. I don't think he wants to stay, but you slide $40 million in front of somebody and, I'll be on a bad team for a few years.
When you get rid of your $15 million year receiver, you're going to free up some cap
space. You got some wiggle room, right?
Unless David Johnson wins the MVP this year, that is the worst trade maybe in NFL history. One of the worst.
What if he grinds out 1,800 yards and scores 12 touchdowns or something ridiculous? I don't think
he will. Then he'll look like a genius.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, if we want to look at that, if the Texans wide receivers can stay healthy,
yes,
Will Fuller and Kenny Stills,
yes,
they're not who DeAndre Hopkins is. But they've got two good wide receivers with Stills and
Fuller.
Fuller.
Yeah.
They didn't have a running game last year. Like, they leaned on Carlos Hyde for the running game. Like, I could see a way, if everybody stays healthy, where maybe they're a more diverse offense than they were last year. But, like, we've been saying that with Will Fuller every year he's been in the league. If this guy can stay healthy, and every year in week three, he has a hamstring injury.
Right, I was going to say, he plays about two games. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
It's every single year. And Kenny Stills has kind of had that with him as well, where, he's good for about 12 or 13 games a year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
All right, good list.
Before I go to break, interesting little tidbit here, a little nugget for me in Rappaport. Some info. Assuming NFL owners vote to expand the playoffs tomorrow, which they're going to, if the playoffs had been expanded from 12 to 14 teams, an additional 60 teams would have qualified for the playoffs since 1990. Now, of that, one of the 60 teams, just 1.6% would have qualified with a losing record.
Huh.
How about that?
I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's do it. So basically, if you have a winning record, you're in the playoffs. Let's do it.
Yep.
That's where we're going.
Since 1990, of the 60 teams, just 1.6% would have qualified with a losing record.
You just got to get in the dance, Craig Sheeman. You just got to get in the dance.
Get in the dance. Aim for 8-8. If the ball bounces your way, you're 9-7. You're in, baby.
You're good.
Although now I got to do the math with 17 games moving forward after next year.
Well, 9-8. Maybe you're in.
Thank you. Thank you for that. 9-8, you're in. All right. Very good. Also, something that we are doing new today, which I think this is great, actually. We're highlighting a lot of local restaurants that are still open for business around here. It's the backbone of our local economy. They're hurting. They need your help. You still got to eat. Today, we're featuring Lansdowne, located at 24851 South Tamiami Trail, Bonita Springs. Call them right now at 239-495-3800 and place an order. Go check them out. Go check out their full menu at lansdowne-street.com.
Which I got it up right now.
Hit me.
And I was looking at some sandwiches, right? And the El Diante had it piqued my interest right there. It's a Cuban.
That's awesome. I've had every sandwich on that menu.
Capicola ham, Cuban pork roast, pickles, Swiss cheese, yellow mustard on Cuban bread pressed. Looked delicious, right?
Yes.
It's huge.
Then I scrolled down.
Yes.
And I saw the Big Poppy.
Oh. Yep. Another great one.
Cuban roast pork,
Big Pop.
Roasted red peppers. Anytime you can get a roasted red pepper on a sandwich, I'm all about that life. Sauteed onions, cilantro mayo, and pepper jack cheese pressed. I'm having a Big Poppy for dinner tonight.
That sounds awesome. There you go.
I'm proud to say I've had every sandwich on that menu, every one. More than once.
How many places could you say that? Because as you know, I tend to get the same thing every time. If I like it, it's good. I don't change. You went the other way. You sample everything on the menu.
So. Well, that's all good. I mean, it's stuff that you like, right? There's nothing on those sandwiches. There's no sandwich on that menu that I know you wouldn't like. They're all right up your alley. I know your alleys, your sandwich alley. These are up your alleys.
I know my alleys. All right, so check it out. Lansdowne on South Tamiami Trail right now. Here's the number one more time. Again, just get your order and pick it up on your way home. 239-495-3800. 3800. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. And George Harrison.
Great tune.
Well, yeah,
George didn't have many.
George was a two-hit wonder, let's face it. This is one of them, and I can't think of the other.
I got my mind set on you.
There you go. There are his two hits.
Mm-hmm.
Were they both solo, or was one of them when they were still with the Beatles?
No, solo. Both solo.
Yeah.
This was a Beatle?
Holy crap.
Had no clue.
This is George Harrison.
Well, that's great.
The least famous of the four Beatles.
What was that?
I think Pete just had a heart attack.
That was me dropping the microphone from what I just heard.
I didn't know.
This is a Beatle.
Oh, can you name the other three, Chris?
Ringo.
Ringo what?
Star.
Yeah.
Related Paul, to our operations
Paul
manager.
McCartney.
Paul who?
McCartney.
Yes.
That's not what McCartney. You said. That's not what you said.
Ringo, Paul, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Who am I forgetting?
Who was shot outside of his apartment on a Monday
during
night?
During the Dolphins-Patriot game in 1980.
Yeah, when I wasn't alive.
Married to Yoko Ono.
I know the name as soon as you say it. It's going to be one of those.
John Bleeping Lennon.
Oh, my Lord.
No, my sweet Lord.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
I need a break.
I'm sorry.
I can't go on.
Can we go back to commercial?
I'm gonna have a shot.
I'm stunned.
I just don't know.
I mean, does this really surprise you that I can't name the four Beatles?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, that surprises me.
Huh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not like naming all of the Rolling Stones. I understand that, but not naming the four Beatles. Ooh.
Poet says, "Well, my guitar gently weeps." But now that was with he. If he wrote that, he was with the Beatles when that one came out. That was not a song.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, he was a Traveling Wilbury as well, but he didn't. He did. He was more of a chorus. I like the Traveling Wilburys. Craig does not. I love them.
I found them to be pitchy and whiny.
Crazy. Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison. That was a great.
I like Tom. I can't do Roy Orbison.
Oh, you're crazy! I tell you, we've had this argument before. You're crazy.
At least I can name them.
Well, fine. Next time I learn something on this show, I just won't bring any attention to it, and you guys can go about business as usual.
Somebody's sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm not sensitive. Right,
now,
it's just...
Now, Chris.
Oh, great. Now, this is what this is turning into,
now,
huh?
Name all the Beach Boys.
Oh, I couldn't name
one of the Beach Boys. I know one.
Wilson. Just say Wilson.
One's Kevin Love's uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. Love. If you said Love and Wilson, that's acceptable.
Love and Wilson.
See, one is Kevin Love's uncle. I didn't know that.
Yeah. How about? How did you not know that?
Oh, my gosh. How did you not know that? Well, I preface myself by saying I don't remember all the Beach Boys' names except the Wilsons. One of them's dead, right? Brian alive?
A lot of them are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Endless Summer, one of the great double albums ever released.
Yeah.
Every song made the radio just about.
Yes, it did. And they were one of my first 8-tracks.
I have my 8-track. That album I had on album, double album, but I had a couple of them on 8-track, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a Rod Stewart on 8-track. I had Saturday Night Fever on 8-track, two of them.
Okay, I have a question about this.
Yes.
And it might come off as millennial or... I've never known.
Okay.
Is it 8-track, the letter A? Or is it the number eight?
Number eight.
Which is ironic because you really only, your 8-track players
two.
Only played four. You could go
Was it four or two? Four.
Four channels. So I don't know if they were on there a double or not. Yes, Chris.
It looked like carts and radio before carts, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that predates me in radio.
Yeah.
I mean, carts first were introduced to radio in the 80s, and that was, some songs were on it. And a lot of commercials were on it, but that was like DVDs.
So I've been saying that.
CD. That was like CDs. That was like the new version of CDs was carts You know, I'm sure Craig played his share of music on Cart. I did, and yes, commercials certainly. You have to get them out in a big rack. They were alphabet, they were color coded, right, Craig? And you'd have to line them up. You'd have your hours worth of music and your hours worth of spots, and you try to get everything in order.
And so help you God if you dropped them on your way to the studio.
Oh, good God! it was ridiculous.
I've been saying that wrong my whole life.
A-track?
I've been calling it an A-track.
How about Craig? How about the secondary tones not being properly on the cart? And then if it was an automated system, it wouldn't go. It would just keep going.
It would keep going if you didn't have the tones on the cart.
Yeah, Chris, it used to be like, you used to be able to get, it used to be eight, like the letter eight, and then hyphen track.
Track.
Now let me explain this to you. This is something you probably don't know. So if you had, and really it was really four tracks, but we'll call it eight track. So
which one was it?
Well, your machines, you could do track one, track two, track three, track four. And let's say you had 12 songs on an album. There would be three songs on each track.
Yeah.
Oh!
And then, like, if you were a minute into, say, the first song on the first track, and you moved to channel two, you would then be a minute into the first song on the second track.
It was all lined up.
You couldn't go back.
Because
you couldn't fast forward to another song that you wanted.
Well, it was hard, though, back in the day, only on my second or third stereo system, I got one for Christmas that had dual cassette and 8-track. But the 8-tracks on most stereo systems back then did not rewind or fast forward, so you couldn't even do it. Yeah. You had to listen to it.
So what, you just listened to the whole album?
Yes, you just had to listen to it.
Wherever you were on the tape, that's where you were.
That's where you were.
That's the song you got.
Could you like VHS it and like put your finger in the hole and slowly rewind it yourself?
No.
That would destroy
No, if you were lucky enough, you got a hold of an 8-track player that had fast forward or rewind, and they were hard to come by.
I did not have that. Now, fast forward, speaking of fast forward, in time, I asked for Christmas one year, I wanted a boombox that had double cassette, one that you could record, but also with a new CD player on it. That was the bomb. I was one of the first ones to get that. Fact.
Well, that was because then you could record the CD to the cassettes and then sell them to your friends.
I could.
See, my age, the millennials, it was a big
That's
deal
expensive,
when you
correct?
Got the
oh, it was $600.
When you got the sport CD player, when you could run with your CD player and the thing wouldn't skip around the whole time because it actually could read if the disc moved a little bit.
Yeah.
That was big for me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to our friend Otis. My man Otis is waiting. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Otis, how was your weekend, man?
What's up, Otis?
Hey, guys, how are you? It was different. Life is different.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, last week I thought, Craig Seaman and Flavor Flav and the Hype Man, I didn't think it could get any worse.
I really didn't think it could get any worse.
And, I'm a Southern black dude born in the hip-hop era, and I know who the Beatles are. Chris Beasley, you've been in radio your whole life, and you don't know who the hell John Lennon is. You've got to be kidding me.
Otis almost drove off the road.
That's why I pulled over into the grass so I didn't die, because Chris don't know who John Lennon is.
He was shot a decade before I was born.
It doesn't matter. I wasn't born when.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Abraham Lincoln was shot like 100 years before I was born. I knew who he was.
Don't put them in the same.
Yeah, but John Lennon thinks better than Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys never cease to amaze me. It's sad that Pete Shepard sitting home in his boxes and shoes is more of a music aficionado than you two guys. One doesn't know rap. I mean, he thinks he can. As soon as you play a hip hop song, which you shouldn't do, Craig starts saying word every time, and I'm like, "What the hell is he doing? Nobody's talking about it anymore. You can't bring it back. It's not going to be cool. Just give up on it, Craig. Don't say word, or whatever the hell else they say from Gary, Indiana, or wherever the hell you're from.
Otis, I am not from Carmel. Gary. I would not be, I would stick out like a sore thumb in Gary.
Okay, well, I'm thinking a pleasant deal where it's all black and white and there's nothing but white people in black clothes.
That's Carmel. That's Carmel, Indiana.
Pleasantville, Indiana, or Pleasantville, Michigan.
Pleasantville. That's right. Everything's in black and white. Great reference there. Great ref. Tobey Maguire. Not a bad movie.
Don't they? Do they have a Pleasantville where you grew up? Because you're always saying like "golly geez" and anything but cussing. You know, it's tarnation instead of damnation.
Tarnation.
Tarnation.
Well, gosh almighty.
You know, the rest of us are going to blazes while you're going to mass. Oh, you can't go to mass anymore.
No, not anymore.
Otis, what'd you do this weekend? Anything?
I picked up on the exercise more, and I've been trying to stay on top of the kids. I was calling them to make sure they all did their school thing, and I'm dealing with E.T.'s bumming because they're cutting hours on a job. So
that's terrible.
It's been kind of a grouch, but okay. The wife did fish one day, steak another day. Nice. I finally saw a couple of my neighbors. Yeah. One's been in isolation. Gestapo's had him hemmed up in the house. I guess, you know, he married his old lady. She said, there's no going out. I caught a glimpse of him. He cut his grass finally. I guess she let him out for a while, and then she put him back in close management. He's not out again. His car's over there.
Yeah.
But, I noticed a lot of my neighbors are exercising, which is good.
Yep.
Very good. A lot more are riding the bikes. People seem to be getting it. I mean, I got to listen to the president talk quite a bit. He said a lot of things that made sense.
Yeah.
And this morning, the Rhodes guy, the Rhodes Scholar guy, I can't think of his name, he was speaking on Dolick and Wingo about, you know, he's a neuro brain surgeon in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But he's an extremely bright guy. He was talking about how all the doctors, no matter who you are now just physicians. Even if you're a brain surgeon or a colon surgeon, you have to help because of what we're going through.
Yep.
And he gave out all the such great information about how people are not thinking about the surgeries and the things that are getting pushed aside that are going to come back around.
Yeah.
When things kind of get under control. And he said, just do your best. Now, he's a smart guy. He went to Oxford and still came back and played in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I mean, and chose to do what his life's calling was going to do over football and Mega Millions, which is so respectable on so many levels. And now he's in the mix in Massachusetts, and it's going on up there.
Yeah.
And it's one of the worst areas. And my wife was head of pediatric cancer research at one point at Mass General. And we were just talking about that today, how, you know, she still has friends up there and everything, obviously. And it's just Boston is one. New York gets talked about a lot, but the Boston area is right up there in the top three or four, I think, in the country.
Yeah.
But,
thank you, Otis. Good call. Appreciate it. You know, I thought of something when he said all of his neighbors are out exercising. I saw my neighbors out there exercising as well. And everybody's home now. All the girlfriends are out there hurting now because the boyfriends who are married have to stay home with their wives now.
So
the sugar daddy or the sugar mama or however.
Yeah.
My
girlfriend hates it.
Girlfriend hasn't seen him in 3 weeks. That's tough, man.
Hey, before I know we got Wikipedia coming up, but get this. Speaking of Tiger King, I just tweeted out this story. A Florida sheriff is jumping on the popularity of Netflix series Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness to ask for new leads in the 1997 disappearance of Don Lewis. They're going to open up the case to reopen it.
That's awesome. I want to talk more about that at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I got the whole story. We can do that. Absolutely.
All right. In the meantime, let's get caller number 9 up here and running. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's time for Wikipedia. We got 20 Mo Bucks on the line from Mo
South.
What's
the genre today?
The genre today. Today is Alaska trivia, Pete Shepard. Because, on this day in 1867, Team USA bought Alaska for a mere $7.2 million.
Oh.
You do that on purpose?
What?
Team USA?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
So, Alaska trivia for 20 Mo Bucks. Don't forget, Mo's delivers as well. And you call them and pick an order online or give them a call. And 20 Mo Bucks from Mo's Southwest Grill. Wikipedia. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. 20 Mo Bucks on the line. Mo Southwest Grill still open for business. Just order your takeout. It's that simple, people. Oh, we got Bob in Fort Myers who's calling number 9. Bob, how are you?
How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
How old are you, Bob?
I'm supposed to be home locked up, but I'm 68.
Wow. All right. Very good. All right, Bob. Well, maybe Bob was around when Alaska was purchased by Team USA.
Stop it.
Alaska was purchased on this day in 1867. We'll see how you do against Pete Shepard. I kid because I care. First one to three correct answers is the winner.
Well.
All right, here you go, Bob. You get to go first. Bob, what is Alaska's largest city in population?
I want to say Anchorage.
That is correct. Yes. Nice start, Bob. Way to go. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
What is the capital of Alaska?
Juneau.
Spell it. No, just kidding.
J-U-N-E-A-U. Same players. Remember the Bruins and a few other hockey players.
Oh, always. Back to the Bruins.
Bad.
Yep.
My dad. It's my fault, Chris.
It's a popular hockey name.
All right, Bob. Here's your question. Yes, what is the official state sport of Alaska?
State sport of Alaska. That would be dog sledding?
Yes!
Oh yes!
Yes! Oh, yeah, we got a 2-1 lead here. All
wow.
Right.
The Iditarod. In fact, it just got completed, a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Right?
Sure did.
Over half the field dropped out.
That's right, because it was cold. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
What Alaska native went to play college basketball at Duke and was instrumental in the Blue Devils' 2001 national championship team?
Oh.
You know this.
I probably do, but say the question again. And what national, just to give me the 2002?
One.
One.
2001. Oh.
No, IU lost in 02.
No, I know. Yeah. He was born in Alaska?
Born in Alaska.
Native.
Yeah.
Oh, I can picture his name, too. They just said it the other day on TV. I'm going to kill myself when you say it.
Don't kill yourself.
Not literally.
Right, out of time, so that means Bob in Fort Myers has a chance to steal and win. If he does, Bob, I'll read the question again. What Alaska native went to play college basketball at Duke and was instrumental in the Blue Devils' 2001 national championship team?
I have no clue, actually. No clue.
Can I make one other guess? Wild guess?
It wasn't
Aldenabi, was it?
No.
No. Okay.
Carlos Boozer! Carlos Boozer was from Alaska.
I don't remember that. That's a good question.
Sounds like a football player.
He was a very good basketball player.
All right, good news for you, Bob. The next question is for you. Still your chance to win. For Bob and the win, what country did the U.S. purchase Alaska from?
That would happen to be Canada?
No. Pete Shepard, take a guess for fun.
Russia.
It's Russia. That would have been the correct. All right, Pete Shepard, your chance.
Sarah Palin's backyard.
You can see it from Alaska. Pete Shepard, what is the name of the largest mountain in Alaska?
Oh, holy cow! The largest mountain in Alaska.
Yeah.
Probably something easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't hear about people climbing mountains in Alaska. I don't know, Mount Fairbanks. I don't know.
That is incorrect.
Good guess, though.
Bob, your chance to steal and win if you can tell me the name of the largest mountain in Alaska.
Would that be Mount McKinley?
Yes!
Oh, Mount McKinley.
Yes! Bob from Fort Myers, you're a winner!
Good job, Bob. That's right. I have heard of that, absolutely. Mount McKinley.
All right. Good job, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
Thank you for listening, and stay on hold. Chris will take care of you, okay?
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you. Thanks. You very much. Appreciate that. All right, Pete Shepard. I had two more questions left.
All right.
Let's see. What Alaska native won a championship with Kansas in 2008, then two chips with the Heat in 2012 and 2013? This is an excellent question.
He won. Say it again.
Won a chip with Kansas and won two chips with the Heat. And he's from Alaska.
He is from Alaska. Greatest, I feel confident saying this, greatest left-handed basketball player to ever come out of that state.
At Alaska. I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know.
Mario sure, I know. Chalmers.
I was going to throw him a Bosch out, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Chalmers. I did not know that.
Chalmers, Alaska as well.
Final did question. Not know that. What Alaskan won Super Bowls with both the Redskins and the Broncos before going on to a successful career as an analyst in the NFL on Fox?
Also makes a mean can of green chili.
Say that again.
Won Super Bowls time. With the Redskins and the Broncos. Now he's a broadcaster for the NFL on Fox.
You know him.
Redskins and the Broncos. I'm sure I do.
You know
Redskins
him.
And the Broncos, green chili. Redskins and the Broncos.
Is he on NFL on Fox?
Yeah, he just started that? Last year.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
He had been at ESPN prior.
Right, right.
Was kind of all over Mike and Mike and Golic and Wingo. Yeah. Good friends with Mike Golic, it would appear.
Nickname Stink?
Stink?
Yeah.
Oh, God you bless know, it.
First name Mark.
Last name Schlereth.
Schlereth!
All right. In the
Got
interest
it.
Of time. All right, coming up, it's the big 5 o'clock hour, people. A lot going on there, and we got to circle back to Tiger King because there's been a development in real life.
Yes, there has been.
All that coming up, Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.